We welcome you back. It's Catrick and McGinnis on tap. I watched John McGinnis fall in love. It was really cool to see.
In Myrtle Beach. There's a country song somewhere.
Yes. I watched John fall in love in Myrtle Beach. It was on the putting green with a Makefield putter. Michael Brown, Makefield Putters, joins us right now. Makefield Putters.
We apologize, Michael.
That is
not BK. Hi, John. You guys are good at speaking, not as good at singing.
Well, I'd like the record to show only one of us was singing.
At least you did. At least you were fine with the songwriting. Just the performance.
I enjoyed the material.
All right.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thank you. Tell the folks about Makefield Putters. Tell them everything I haven't told them already.
Okay. We're outside of Philadelphia. We're a new company. We've been making putters for about a year now, but the owner and another engineer are dove into some science, and we think we came up with something pretty special. What we did was we put driver technology into a putter is the short version of it. So we've got three types of material that we use. We use aluminum, tungsten, and steel, and we have three channels in the putter so we can move those weights around. There's a total of 9 weights. So we can really customize that weighting system for someone's idiosyncrasies and their putting stroke, and that's the long and short of it.
And every person that I've handed mine to that's hit a putt with it went, oh. Because the only way I can describe it is it feels like you're hitting – you have to be old to know what I'm talking about, but it feels like you're hitting a Bellotta ball. It feels like the cover golf ball got softer.
I agree with you. I think that has everything to do with the fact that the putter head is made of aluminum. And although the putter itself, the swing weight and the overall weight is quite heavy, and again, we can adjust that, but in spite of the fact that it's heavy, the head itself is made of aluminum, so it's a totally different feel than I'm used to. And I think you described it well. It's almost like the ball is being absorbed.
Gotta love that. Michael Brown, our guest, makefieldputters.com. How'd you get into this? There's always a fun story behind somebody inventing something like this.
Well, the guy that owns the company, my friend Everett Farr, was my sponsor. I tried to give golf a go between 1998 and 2005, and he was behind me the whole way. And after I got my amateur status back, we kind of separated a little bit. He was doing his thing, and I actually opened a bakery in South Jersey. But shortly after that, we got together, and he'd been working on this putter, and I was looking for something new. And the product that he came up with is, I think, going to revolutionize putting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The weight. I didn't think I would like when I first picked it up, and then I started hitting putts with it, and it started to make sense. And then we had Stan Utley on the other day, and I think I understand my putting stroke now better than I did, especially with the added weight, than I did when I was hitting putts that people cared about, BK. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of positive feedback. We've got 5 active PGA Tour players that are testing the putter right now, and we hear nothing but good things. And a lot of them echo what you're saying, John. They feel something different with contact that they're not used to. And a lot of these players, as you know, when they get to that level, there may be they have a one-way miss that they're accustomed to, and that probably goes to their putting as well. So if they happen to be either a straight hitter or a slight pull with the putter, we can put some weight on the toe. And it used to be done with lead tape, and a lot of these guys don't want a piece of lead tape on the toe of their putter, so we can kind of do it in the privacy of these channels.
Cool looking, too. You can see them at makefieldputters.com. Michael Brown, thank you so much. Let's do it again soon.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate being on.
Thanks, Michael. It's great talking to you. They make great Christmas presents, by the way.
Yes, they do. Makefieldputters.com. You can see them. Check them out. We're back with more right after this.